You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Imquinto Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it. And indeed, a very good morning, boys and girls. Welcome to Tuesday morning, Tuesday the 27th of September. It is The Breakfast Show. I'm Jerry D, the time right now. In fact, we're a little bit early. I better squeeze a bit more music in. We're making our way up to the top of the hour, 6 o'clock. I'm going to be with you right through till 10 this morning. Do hope you can stick around and keep me company. And let's see, a couple of things relevant to today's date, the 27th of September. Consumación de la Independencia. This is the end of independence, the end of independence war in Mexico. We've got French community holiday. That means they're all going on holiday, but not in France, apparently in Belgium. National Gay Men's Day, HIV AIDS Awareness Day in the United States. We've got Polish Underground States Day today. That's obviously Poland. World Tourism Day today. If you fancy going on holiday, now's a good day to do it. Like the French in Belgium. And today, by the way, talking in birthdays, actual fact, today. Today is apparently officially the birthday of Google.
Good morning, world.
Good morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Good morning.
Buenos días, la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
the best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Take it all to heart.
No mistake in the voice of Phil Collins, is there? That's Take It Too Hard, and that's from Genesis. And the time on The Breakfast Show, we're 4 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock. Got a guest for you later on this morning, tell you all about that in a little while. But for now, just getting my coffee, settling down and getting ready for a Tuesday morning. Lovely. Great music, of course, going right through till 10 o'clock this morning. Moving on from Genesis to Boomtown Rats. Come on, get a grip. It's called Get a Grip. Come on now, lazy heads, out of bed.
Show. It's better than coffee.
Entirely baseless rumors and insinuations that have been started by the press. I know where Miss Keeler is, or roughly where she is.
It's called Nothing Has Been Proved, and that's the Pet Shop Boys there, together with Dusty Springfield. And actually, that sort of revitalized her career, actually. And you probably, that one, I like that one because it's got little sound bites in it as well. That's, it's all about the scandal that took place back, I think it was 1960s, and it was what we called the Profumo Affair. And, all to do with who was sleeping with who, and it was Christine Keeler and Mandy Rice Davis were the two women involved in that, but it turned out there were all these sort of spy links with Russian spies. So the one of the, was it Profumo, was sleeping with them, and so was the Russian attaché, I think he was, to the embassy there. Lovely song, like that. Dusty Springfield together with the Pet Shop Boys. Time-wise, that has brought us to 13 and a half, just coming in for 14 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock, so it'll be time to put you in the shower for this morning. What I just want to tell you quickly, 9.30 in the 9 o'clock hour, 9 to 10 this morning, we'll be talking with Cata Sanchez. She's making her musical debut with a song called Smile Without Me. It's her first official single, available now on all the digital platforms. So we're going to be talking with her and agent and mum coming in as well. So that's going to be in the last hour of this morning's program. And I've had a listen. I quite like it. So there we are, something to talk about later on. And let me see, what have we got? I tell you what, it is, we're making our way to 14 and a half a minute after the 6 o'clock. I think we'll get on and we'll get you all spruced up and cleaned up, ready for wherever it is you're going on this Tuesday morning. Yep, shower time. We're going back to a good old disco hit this morning. The Whispers, does that ring a bell? How about The Beat Goes On? We'll be right back. There we go, that's it. Oh, the whisper's there, and the beat goes on. Time, we're 18 minutes after the hour. That's 6 o'clock, so we'll get you out the shower, shall we? Come on, there we go. And on your way to wherever it is that you're going on this, well, it's Tuesday, yeah, we're making our way through the week. If you just joined us, you've just woken those little, woken up and those little eyes are opening up, congratulations, it's another day. And it is the 27th of September. You're listening to The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D. I'm going to be with you right through till 10. Good high note for you, isn't it? Fern Kinney there. Together we are beautiful. We are just making our way 21 and a half minutes after 6.
I wake up, terrify myself again. Cake to make up, and a little lost. These reactions are relentless, abandoning the permafrost. Who am I fooling with? I got a list. I disappoint them only to exist. I lost my place in life. I lost. My masterpiece to the nothingness greeting me. Everything smells like sympathy. Who am I fooling? Will I gotta live? Only to resist.
Jerry D.
Every time you come around, you know I can't say no. Every time the sun goes down, I let you take control.
Bad habits lead to white eyes, staring in space, and I know.
plenty of those on this program. Mr. Ed Sheeran. With all his bad habits. Time on the Breakfast Show, we're just coming down to 29 after the hour of 6. And it's time to take a little break.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendo.
Now that you've got your house in Panama, surely you're now dealing with how the weather, the high humidity and saltpeter affects your walls, your doors and outdoor fences. Well, that stops now with Intemperie, the fencing specialist. If you seek security, privacy and low-cost maintenance, you'll find all that in the various models offered and built in PVC and low-carbon steel. Intemperie has it all, from your typical picket fence, railings, semi-private and private fences. You can contact Intemperie, the fencing specialist, through WhatsApp at the number 62874042 or follow them on Instagram at Tiendas Intemperie.
Ay, no, Mónica, en este celular ni se ve para hacer el selfie.
Ay, sí, es que se me cayó el otro día.
Si la pantalla de tu iPhone 11, 12 o 13 está rota o rajada y deseas cambiarla, aprovecha el DataServe Black Week del 12 al 30 de septiembre y te brindamos un 5% de descuento en su reparación. También aplica para baterías. Visita dspma.com o nuestro Instagram, @DataServePanamá, y descubre todas nuestras promociones. DataServe, líderes en soluciones tecnológicas desde 1989.
It's not only you that gets stressed, you know, so does your car. Take it to relax and take care of itself at the best and cleanest car spa in Panama. Vale Motors in Clayton, Sweetdownville, Saber. All car services in one place. Overhaul, bodywork, oil change, car wash, suspension, tyres and brakes. And I tell you what, go along and tell them and say, hey, Jerry D sent me. And they'll give you a safety checkup and a car wash. Don't forget, give them a call, Vale Motors, 6431-0419.
Vale Motors.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
And the time on this morning's Breakfast Show, 28 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock. You've just joined us. A very good morning to you. It is Tuesday, 27th of September. We're just going to take a look at some of the local news that we'll be looking at in a bit more detail later on this morning. Starting with the Odebrecht case, the defense of former President Juan Carlos Varela denied that his client has any relationship with the bribes distributed by Odebrecht and that he does not know who corresponds to the pseudonym Cachaça, with which the former president is allegedly identified in the Duris system. This is used by the construction company to pay the bribes. The lawyer, Orison Cogley, read a document in which the construction company claims to be unaware that there will be pseudonyms to refer to the beneficiaries of the bribes. Cogley, also a former public ministry prosecutor, assured that the fact that a company transfers money does not mean that a crime is being committed. Against Varela, though, the statement of the Dr. Jaime Lasso, before the Lasso prosecutor's office, he accepted having received the payment, according to the investigations. The money from Odebrecht reached the Panamanista through the Don James Foundation and through two companies, VTEC and Poseidon Enterprises, all linked to Lasso. A Panamanian delegation headed by the Attorney General of the nation in charge, Javier Caraballo, met with authorities from the Federal Department of Justice and police of the Swiss Confederation. This is as part of the start of negotiations for the signing of a bilateral treaty of mutual legal assistance in criminal matters. This treaty would contemplate, in addition to the assistance for the exchange of evidence, the procedures for the reparation of seized funds. During the meeting, Caraballo reiterated the request that the money continue to be seized so that once the processes are completed and the Panamanian courts order the confiscations, the reparation of said funds is achieved. The Ministry of Health surprisingly postponed until the 19th of October the tender it called to acquire 10 water purification vehicles for $4.6 million after an investigation by La Prensa revealed alleged irregularities in the public event. One of the merchants consulted pointed out that the estimated price of these vehicles to transform raw water into drinking water seems ridiculous and exaggerated. It cannot be possible that the manufacturers have a price, and here in Panama they want to take advantage of the need of the people to make the millionaire business. An investigation by La Prensa revealed that the Ministry of Health would be willing to pay $460,000 per vehicle, despite the fact that between $53,000 and $140,000 is the amount for which they are purchased on the market, depending on the specifications. The Director of Potable Water and Sewerage Subsector of the Ministry of Health, Nicolas Alvarado, refused to respond, apparently. How was the reference price of $4.6 million obtained, and what institution or company carried out the market study? And the Ministry of Public Security reported that in conjunction with the government of the province of Veraguas, a day of voluntary weapons exchange will be held this week. In exchange, bonds exchangeable in supermarkets or shops will be delivered. The process of a confidential nature will take place this Friday, the 30th of September, at the Social Center of the San Jose de Montijo Parish from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Tocumen International Airport announced that it is working to remove as soon as possible the aircraft that made an emergency landing on the night of Sunday, the 25th of September. Fortunately, without injuries or fatalities. It's a Boeing 737-800 NG model aircraft operated by Copa Airlines from the Benito Juarez Airport in Mexico City, which left runway 3 right of Tocumen during landing with 156 passengers and 7 crew members on board, and luckily nobody was hurt. In the released images, it can be seen that the aircraft was practically without its landing gear. The incident is being investigated by the Civil Aeronautics Authority. And the Panama Black Weekend, held from September the 14th to the 18th, closed with sales of $84 million, a figure that exceeds the 2021 statistics by 20%. This was announced by the organizers at a press conference headed by Ivan Eskildsen, General Manager of the Tourism Authority of Panama. Eskildsen indicated that during this week of offers, the entry of 2,490 visitors was reported, coming from Colombia, Ecuador, Peru, Uruguay, Brazil, Argentina, Cuba, the Dominican Republic, Costa Rica, Salvador, Guatemala, and Nicaragua. And lastly, the Panama Canal, one of the main assets of Panamanians, has maintained a constant growth in its income and contributions to the state, with greater growth as of June 2016, when the third set of locks came into operation. Gosh, was it 2016? The entity enjoys good financial health, and in addition to annually paying benefits to the country, it has also been able to maintain reserves and meet the payment of the two financing commitments acquired, one for the expansion program and the other for the construction of the third bridge over the Panama Canal. So that's good news. Good news there. They're making all their... Because, I mean, I can't remember how much the cost was. It was something like, to build the canal, was it something like $8 billion or something? They took loans out, and they're all being paid back. The money's being drawn down, which is great news. 22 minutes right now. That's before the hour of 7 o'clock on this morning's breakfast show.
Hey, yo, big wave. My bestie and your bestie sit down by the fire. Your bestie says she want parties, so can we make these flames go higher? Talking about hey now, hey now, hey now, hey now. I go, ane. Chuck him off, fina, anane. Chuck him off, fina, ane. Start my truck, let's all jump in. Here we go together. Nice cool breeze and big palm trees. I tell you, life don't get no better. Talking about hey now.
Pop it low now, take you to the match now. Jam in this small jam way. Jam in this small jam way.
My bestie and your bestie dancing by the fire. Your bestie says you want parties, so can we make this place go higher? Talking about hey now.
Right, hoochie mama, make we party non-stop in a island banda. Swing those hips and back it up to me ragga. A chance for party ladies with the doggy doggy. I'm drumming island reggae, rapping blue, green and yellow. We tapping on me beat, making slow wine for me baby. Speakers pumping, people jumping, we drumming the island way.
Shout out to the good time crew all across the islands. Grab your shoes, let me two by two, and then we shine it bright like diamonds. Talking about
hey now.
Jerry D.
Sweet wind, call the fall, I'll make it to the moon, never happen.
first of those two came from Justin Wellington and Aiko Aiko. Aiko Aiko one day. And that's this one. This is the Red Hot Chili Peppers and Scar Tissue. I'm just taking a little rummage around the internet. You know, sometimes come up with these sort of challenges, don't they, on social media, and people are going to go off and do things, stupid things like pouring a bucket of ice water over their head, stuff like that. Here's one for you. Cooking a chicken in cough medicine, NyQuil, is not only silly and unappetizing, but it can also be very unsafe. This is according to the US Food and Drug Administration, following the Sleepy Chicken TikTok Challenge. Yes, there we go. I wake up if I were you, don't want to get involved in that. A number of videos challenge people to cook chicken in NyQuil, which contains acetaminophen and dextromethorphan and doxylamine, which hadn't started this one, or another similar over-the-counter cough and cold medication, according to the FDA. So it's probably not a good idea to cook your chicken in cough medicine. Boiling medicine can make it much more concentrated and change its properties in other ways, the FDA said in a notice dated on the 15th of September. Even if you don't eat the chicken, inhaling the medication's vapors while cooking could cause high level of the drugs to enter your body. It could also hurt your lungs. This is not the first time the FDA has warned against social media challenges that use non-prescription medicine. We know one thing, at least the chicken won't have a cough, will it? Something I've never really thought of before. Cooking your chicken in cough medicine.
Let's start living dangerously.
That's right.
There we go, let there be a lesson to you. Don't cook your chicken in cough medicine. But you can take a cake to the ocean, you know. That was DNCE. Boys from London, the London boys there. It's called My Love. I tell you what, a hotel in Bangkok, yes, a hotel in the Thai capital, set a Guinness World Record on Monday. This was by stirring up the world's largest Negroni cocktail, with more than, wait for it, 630 litres, that's about 1,109 pints, of the bitter Italian drink. It says mixologists at the Kimpton Mai Lai Bangkok Hotel poured dozens of bottles of the key ingredients, gin, vermouth and Campari, into an iced acrylic container. And that was about 5'6" tall, or 1.7 metres, and weighing about 400 kilograms.
When I heard that sound, when the walls came down, I was thinking about you, about you. Where my skin grows old, where my breath runs cold, I'll be thinking about you, about you. Seconds from my heart, a bullet from the door, helpless I surrender, shackled by your love, holding me like this, poison on your lips, only when it's over. Silence hit so hard, 'cause it was almost love, it was almost love, it was almost love, it was almost love. When I heard that sound, when the walls came down, I was thinking about you, about you. When my skin grows old, when my breath runs cold, I'll be thinking about you, about you. When I run out of air to breathe, it's your time.
We bleed ourselves in vain. How tragic is this game? Turn around, I'm holding on to someone, but the love's gone. Carrying the load with wings that feel like stone. Knowing that we nearly fell so far, now it's hard to tell. Yeah, we came so close, it was almost love. It was almost love, it was almost love. When I heard that sound, when the walls came in, but I'll see you on the other side. We can try all over again. When I heard that sound, it was almost love. It was almost love. It was almost love.
Sunshine, go away today. I don't feel much like dancing. Some man's gone, he's tried to run my life. He don't know what he's asking. He tells me I better get in line. I can't hear what he's saying. When I grow up, I'm gonna make it mine. But these ain't dues I've been paying. Well, how much does it cost? I'll buy it. The time is all we lost. I'll try it. And he can't even run his own life. I'll be damned if he run mine. Sunshine, sunshine, go away today. I don't feel much like dancing. Some man's gone, he's tried to run my life. He don't know what he's asking. Working starts to make me wonder where the fruits of what I do are growing. Says in love and war all is fair, but he's got cards he ain't showing. How much does it cost? I'll buy it. The time is all we lost. I'll try it. And he can't even run his own life. I'll be damned if you run mine. Sunshine, sunshine, come on back another day. Promise you I'll be singing. This old world, she's gonna turn around. Brand new bells will be ringing.
There we go. That is called Sunshine, and it comes from Jonathan Edwards. Sunshine, go away and come back another day. It's not here yet, I can tell. Looking out the studio window this morning, still fairly stormy looking out there today. Bit of a wind as well coming in off of the bay, all to do with the tail end of the hurricane, which is making its way up towards Florida. Right, just to remind you, as we come up to the top of the hour, 7 o'clock, don't forget our friends, please, at the De Gourmet store. This is the delicatessen store and speciality food store in Paitia Mall. That's where you'll find it now. Paitia Mall is right next to the new Pacific Centre, where you'll also find the Panama Clinic. Now, don't forget our friends, De Gourmet store, delicious place to stop off and get yourself something to take to the office for breakfast. They've got baked breads. I know they've got empanadas, beautiful things like that, cuts of meat. That's the De Gourmet store, and that is there in the Paitia Mall next to the Panama Clinic, which is in the Pacific Centre, of course. So that's where you find it. So if you're around this area, around the Paitia area, do pop in and get yourself something delicious. Treat yourself. Why not? There's nothing wrong with that. Right, let's take a look at some of the international news this morning. European countries on Tuesday raced to investigate unexplained leaks in two Russian gas pipelines running under the Baltic Sea near Sweden and Denmark. Infrastructure, this is at the heart of the energy crisis, as here since Russia's invasion of Ukraine. So it's part of the Swedish and Denmark infrastructure. It's got a couple of holes in it. As says experts, and also Russia, which built the network, said the possibility of sabotage could not be ruled out. Sweden's maritime authority issued a warning about two leaks in the Nord Stream 1 pipeline shortly after a leak on the nearby Nord Stream 2 pipeline was discovered that had prompted Denmark to restrict shipping in a 5 nautical mile radius. An ally of President Vladimir Putin on Tuesday outlined the scenario of a nuclear strike on Ukraine, saying that the US-led NATO military alliance would be too scared of a nuclear apocalypse to directly enter the conflict in response. Dmitry Medvedev, a former president who now serves as deputy chairman of Russia's Security Council, said that Russia had the right to defend itself with nuclear weapons if it is pushed beyond its limits, and that this is certainly not a bluff. President Vladimir Putin is preparing to formally annex around 15% of Ukraine territory after referendums on joining Russia in areas controlled by Ukraine. Neither the West nor Ukraine can stop Putin claiming the regions, though the United Nations and its allies say that they want Ukraine to defeat Russia on the battlefield and will help it do so by supplying weapons, but not NATO troops. And thousands of Russians have fled into Mongolia across its northern frontier in a bid to evade conscription to Ukraine, putting further pressure on the government in Ulaanbaatar and its efforts to distance itself from the conflict. Russians were forced to queue for hours at the border crossing at Kayaktha, the ethnic Mongol province of Buryatia. But said that they had little choice after President Vladimir Putin announced a partial mobilization of 300,000 soldiers aimed at repelling a counter-offensive in Russian-occupied Ukraine. The governors of the Inter-American Development Bank on Monday voted to fire Mauricio Claver Caroni, the bank said, after an investigation showed that the only American president in the bank's 62-year history had an intimate relationship with a subordinate. The bank's 14 directors had voted unanimously on Thursday to recommend the board remove Claver Caroni after an independent ethics investigation found evidence that he engaged in a prior intimate relationship with a senior staffer, and it may have continued while they were at the bank. It also showed that he made employment decisions for the staffer, including salary increases totaling more than 45% of base pay in less than 1 year. Thousands of protesters marched on Monday against economic and social reforms proposed by Colombian leftist president Gustavo Petro, which he says will fight inequality. This is just 50 days after he took office. Petro, 62 years of age, has promised to seek total peace through deals with rebel groups and crime gangs, and asked lawmakers to approve a tax reform which would raise an initial $5.6 billion for social programs next year. The reform would raise taxes on those earning more than $2,259 per month, about 10 times, by the way, the minimum wage, and eliminate exemptions. And the hurricane I was just talking about, Hurricane Ian, made landfall over western Cuba on Tuesday and was headed now for the west coast of Florida, the U.S. National Hurricane Center, the NHC, has said. The Category 3 hurricane was about 5 miles south of the city of Pinar del Rio, with maximum sustained winds of 125 miles per hour, the Miami-based forecaster said. Ian is expected to strengthen on Tuesday after emerging over the southeastern Gulf of Mexico, reaching Category 4 strength before it approaches the Florida west coast, the NHC said. So there we are, some of the things in the international news this morning, and that's brought us to 5.5 minutes, that's after the hour of 7 o'clock.
We can leave the Christmas lights up till January. This is our place, we make the rules. And there's a dazzling haze, a mysterious way about you, dear. Have I known you 20 seconds, 20 years? Can I go? Kitchen, babe. Pictures of when we be young would hang on the wall. And we'll sit on the stoop, I'll sing love songs to you when we're 80. See, I finally got you now, honey. I won't let you fall. Can I go?
That's it. That was Taylor Swift featuring Shawn Mendes on the track, and just called Lover. Now, we all like a good cover, don't we? One of my favourite songs of all time is a song called Waterloo Sunset, by the Kinks, released back in 1967. But I got a cover of it. I thought, well, let's see what this is like. It's by Kathy Dennis, her version of Waterloo Sunset. There we go, that's Kathy Dennis and her cover of Waterloo Sunset. And I must admit, I'm rather pleased with it. It's all rather nice, you know. So that has brought us to, we're making our way down to 13 and a half minutes after the 7 o'clock. I'm going to take another track. This one's by Todrick Hall. Breath is what it is called. Then we're going to take a look at the weather.
I can never get enough. I'm never gonna give you up. I'm addicted. I think I like it a bit too much. All I needed was one kiss to know this kind of love exists. We don't even entertain what is, 'cause we fly to bite. Yeah, we ride or die. And I can't be with nobody else. You're hazardous to my health. Toxic as fucking hell, but we don't want no help. Who knew that they made love like this? You know we don't make no sense, but I'll never leave. Not while I've got breath in me. Train wreck, running right off the track.
oxygen. The only reason that I'm still breathing. Ain't no fixing up the mess we're in. Cause our broken hearts, they're just begging to break again. Just a couple masochists. Slow dancing at a precipice. We don't even need to say what if it ain't you and I. Then I'd rather die cause I can't see me with nobody else. You're hazardous to my health. We're toxic as fucking hell, but we don't want no.
Breath, listening to the song, I said, well, why didn't they call it Train Wreck? Because I keep thinking about trains, so it would have fitted it, I think, a bit better. But anyway, that's just my opinion. Let's take a look at the weather, shall we, for today. We're going to go over to the province of Colón, to Costa Riva, and just take a look over there, see what's happening. Temperature-wise, 31 degrees Celsius is the maximum temperature for today, with 23 being the minimum. 37 degrees Celsius, the thermal sensation, with relative humidity at 83%. It can be partially cloudy during the course of the morning, isolated showers in the afternoon, and it'll be cloudy tonight. Moving over to West Panama, we're looking at 31 degrees Celsius, maximum 22 degrees, the minimum, with 36 being the thermal sensation, and 77% relative humidity. That's down a little bit there, the relative humidity. Possibly, I would think, to do with the tail end of the cyclone Ian as it works its way up to Florida. And I reckon by the end of the afternoon tomorrow, we should have some clear skies. That's what normally happens, isn't it? And it sort of sucks up all the air. Anyway, let's take a look. That was West Panama. Let's move up to the metropolitan area, which is where we're sitting right now. 31 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature. 23 degrees, the minimum, with 36 degrees, the thermal sensation, and 77% relative humidity. So pretty much the same as West Panama. We're looking, by the way, as it being partially cloudy this morning. Feasible, there is some breaks in the cloud, just haven't seen the sun yet from here. This afternoon, a few showers, and tonight it's going to be cloudy. Now moving out into the Gulf of Panama, looking around the Perlis Islands, 30 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature, with 25 being the minimum. 35, the thermal sensation, 79%, the relative humidity. And that's pretty low for out there. They're fairly high with their relative humidity. Not too bad today. A few showers during the course of this morning. This afternoon it'll be partially cloudy. And tonight, a few showers. Now, let's move over, shall we, to maritime conditions. And starting with the tide. We're looking on the Pacific. We're looking at high tide. The first one was at 4:29 this morning. And that was a 5-metre high tide. The low tide, will be at 10:48 this morning, 0.06 per metre. The second high tide, 4:50 in the afternoon, and that's going to be 4.94 metres. And the low tide, the last one, that's going to be a minute after 11 o'clock tonight, and that'll be 0.09 of a metre. Checking out the Caribbean high tide, that was at 1:45 this morning, 0.15 of a metre. Low tide will be at, it was at 6:50 this morning, 0.09 of a metre. High tide, the second one, will be just before 2 o'clock in the afternoon, 1:57, and that'll be 0.27 of a metre. Low tide, the last one on the Caribbean, will be at 9:33 tonight, and that'll be 0.03 of a metre. So there we go. There are your tides for today. Now let's take a look at the actual maritime conditions. Over on the Caribbean side, we're looking at good conditions this morning. Winds are just 12 to 14 kilometres an hour, coming from a southerly direction, with waves at 1 foot. In the afternoon, good conditions are continuing. We're looking at 10 to 12 kilometre an hour winds. In the afternoon, the direction will be the east-northeast, with waves at 1 foot. Now, let's take a look at the Pacific. Starting off this morning, good conditions. We've got 8 to 12 kilometre an hour winds coming from the west-northwest. Waves, they're going to be at 3 feet. In the afternoon, continuing the good conditions, 8 to 10 kilometre an hour winds coming from the south-southeast. The wave height will be at 3 feet in the afternoon. So not too bad today, considering that it was quite breezy last night. We sort of had the window open. I tell you, we have the window open in the bedroom. We call that camping. We actually had to close the window because of the winds, and it was blowing a little bit of rain into our tent. Or the bedroom, as you might want to put it. There we go. That's your weather for today. Time on the Breakfast Show, 22 minutes, and that's after the hour of 7 o'clock.
I don't want your friends. fell by the wayside like everyone else. I hate you, I hate you, I hate you, but I was just kidding myself. Our every moment, I started a place. Cause now that the corner locked, here were the words that I needed to say. When you hurt under the surface, like troubled water running cold. Well, time can heal, but this won't. So the right time, whenever you're cold, went little by little until there was nothing at all. Our every moment, I started to play, but all I can think about is seeing that look on your face. When you hurt under the surface, like troubled water running cold. Well, some can heal, but this wound.
Was Mr. Lewis Capaldi then, Before You Go. Great track. Time on the Breakfast Show. We're just coming down to 29 minutes. That's after the hour of 7 o'clock on the Breakfast Show.
You are listening to the Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it. It's not only you that gets stressed, you know, so does your car. Take it to relax and take care of itself at the best and cleanest car spa in Panama. Vale Motors in Clayton, Suite Down Del Saber. All car services in one place. Overhaul, bodywork, oil change, car wash, suspension, tyres and brakes. And I tell you what, go along and tell them and say, hey, Jerry D sent me. And they'll give you a safety checkup and a car wash. Don't forget, give them a call, Vale Motors, 6431-0419.
Vale Motors.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras.
Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Good evening. Welcome to Avanteca Thai Kitchen and Lounge. Allow me to share with you today's specials. Bangkok noodles with beef and shrimp in a garlic pepper sauce, pineapple fried rice with raisins, cashews and diced vegetables, and tom kha. This is our famous traditional Thai coconut milk hot and sour soup with seafood combination.
Whoa.
See, honey, I told you you would like it. They have the type of food you like and vegan options for me.
It's hard for me to admit, but you were right.
Avanteca Thai Kitchen and Lounge, open from 12 to 11 p.m. in San Francisco. Calle 66 with Calle 50. PH, The Towers.
La línea 1 del metro pronto llegará a Villa Zahita, beneficiando a más de 300.000 residentes del área norte de la ciudad. Contará con una estación terminal con capacidad de 10.000 pasajeros por hora. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
We have the best music from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and beyond. Join us for the latest news and great interviews. The best place to be in the mornings. The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Cool FM 89.3.
And we are going to take a look and see what the financial markets are doing for this Tuesday morning. Just joined us. Good morning to you. 27th of September. World stocks picked up from 21-month lows on Tuesday, and sterling rallied after hitting record lows versus the dollar a day earlier on UK plans for tax cuts as market sides ran out of steam. US S&P futures bounced 0.94% after Wall Street fell deeper into a bear market on Monday. Benchmark 10-year Treasury yields dipped from the previous session's 12-year high, and the dollar eased from 20-year highs on a basket of currencies. Markets remain nervous, however, after US Federal Reserve officials on Monday said that their priority remained controlling domestic inflation. U.S. rate expectations have increased fairly significantly, and Andrew Hardy, who's investment manager at Momentum Global Investment Management, though he added that there's a huge amount of bearishness already priced into markets. Markets are pricing in a 76% probability of a further 75 basis points move at the next Federal Reserve meeting in November. Central bank speakers on Tuesday include Fed Chair Jerome Powell and ECB President Christine Lagarde. The MSCI World Equity Index rose 0.29% after hitting its lowest since November of 2020 on Monday. European stocks gained more than 1% and Britain's FTSE rose 0.6%. The dollar on Tuesday took a pause in what has been relentless climb higher, and this is as the euro and even the besieged Japanese yen and British pound managed to recover a little ground, but medium-term fundamentals were still in the greenback's favour. The euro rose 0.42% to 0.9647 cents. Sterling climbed nearly 1% to $1.0783 cents, and the dollar slid 0.33% against the yen to 144.25. And spare a thought for the beleaguered Bitcoin miner. In late 2021, miners were the toast of the town with a surefire path to profit. Hook powerful computers up to cheap power, crack fiendishly complex math puzzles, and then sell newly minted coins on the booming market. Well, a year's a long time in crypto. Global revenue from Bitcoin mining has dropped to $2 million a day. That's $17.2 million a day amid a crypto winter and global energy crisis, down about 72% from last November, when miners were racking up $62 million a day, according to data from blockchain.com. And oil rose more than 1% on Tuesday from a nine-month low a day earlier, supported by supply curbs in the United States Gulf of Mexico ahead of Hurricane Ian and a slight softening in the US dollar. analyst expectations that the Organization of the Petroleum Exporting Countries and Allies, known as OPEC Plus, may take action to stem the drop in prices by cutting supply, also lent support. OPEC Plus meets to set policy on the 5th of October. Brent crude, that rose $1.11 or 1.3% to $85.17 a barrel by 8:10 GMT. On Monday, it fell as low as $83.65, the lowest since January. And U.S. West Texas Intermediate WTI crude, that was up $1.08 or 1.4% at $77.79. So that's it. That's some of the market news for this morning, bringing us to 24 minutes. That's before the hour of 8 o'clock.
My best friend gave me the best advice. He said each day's a gift and not a given right. Leave no stone unturned. Leave your fears behind. And try. Let's travel by. That first step you take is the longest ride. If today was your last day and tomorrow was too late, could you say goodbye to yesterday? Would you live each moment like your last? Leave old pictures in the past. Donate. If today was your last day, if today was your last day, the case of grain should be a way of life. What's worth the prize is always worth the fight. Every second counts, cause there's no second try. Today was your last day, and tomorrow was too late. Could you say goodbye to yesterday? Would you live each moment like your last? Leave old pictures in the past. Donate every dime you have. And would you call on friends you never see? Reminisce on memories. Would you forgive your enemies? To find that one who agrees in us. Well, up and down, we got a thug. That's true, finally fall in love. If today was your last day, if today was your last day, would you make?
Jerry D.
go. That's Nickelback. And if today was your last day here on the Breakfast Show, the one before that was Nickelback was the first one. The last one, though, Frigid Pink. And that's their cover of The House of the Rising Sun. Not bad. Different. And, I'll give that a 4 out of 5, I think. We're 15 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock on The Breakfast Show, and just looking at a few things relevant to the date, which is the 27th of September. If you want to go back to the year 1066, William the Conqueror and his army set sail from the mouth of the Somme River, beginning the Norman conquest of England. In the year 1777, Lancaster in Pennsylvania is the capital of the United States for one day. Mexico gains its independence from Spain, and that was on this day in the year 1821. Anything is possible, according to Mr. Will Young.
I never thought I could be feeling this way, standing here in front of you this perfect day. It's hard to imagine where tomorrow will lead. I'll keep this moment in my heart for eternity. Even through the rain, I kept my faith, the will to follow through. Strangers, you were my saving grace. You showed me I was not alone, alone in this place. No, I never believed it, that a dream could come true. But if anyone has changed my mind, baby, it's you. Even through the rain, I kept my faith, the will to follow through.
Show. It's better than coffee.
Rising nights of fire, flower store, the sunlight's
Perfume, and that was Holly Johnson. We are 7 minutes away from the hour of 8 o'clock. Don't forget, top of the hour, we'll take a look at today's news in a bit more detail. Just looking at an article here, it's about a tooth. Mm-hmm. Simple. It's about a tooth. Archaeologists in Georgia have found an 1.8 million year old tooth belonging to an early species of human, which they say cements the region as the home of one of the earliest prehistoric human settlements in Europe, probably anywhere outside of Africa. The tooth was discovered near the village of Orozmani, around 100 kilometres, that's about 62 miles, southwest of the Georgian capital of Tbilisi, near Damanisi, where human skulls, apparently dated to 1.8 million years old, were found in the late 1990s, early 2000s. The Damanisi finds were the oldest such discovery anywhere in the world outside of Africa, and one which changed the scientists' understanding of early human evolution and migration patterns. The latest discovery at a site 20 kilometres away provides yet more evidence that the mountainous South Caucasus area was likely one of the first places that early humans settled after migrating out of Africa, according to the experts. Amazing. A tooth, 1.8 million years old. How come some of our teeth don't even last 70 years, do they? Right, we're coming up to 5 minutes. Well, in actual fact, we're 5.5 minutes before 8 o'clock. away in circles. It's called Circles, and that's by Mr. Post Malone. And I tell you what, just to remind you, as we make our way up to the top of the hour, do not forget to pop in and see our friends at the Gourmet Store. Now, the Gourmet Store is the delicatessen and speciality food shop, now also in Paitia Mall, next to the Panama Clinic in the Pacific Centre. There you can find delicious baked breads, the best cuts of meat, seafood, tapas, and recognised wines. And by the way, don't forget, if you pop in a little bit later, because what, you're only, what, 4 minutes away from lunchtime, you pop in and take a look at the products they got. Eat and enjoy. There you go in, you buy it, you take it back, heat it up, and enjoy it. It's as easy as that. So that's the Day Gourmet Store in Paitia Mall. Right, it's time to take a look at the news, I think.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Imuenta 24. You publish it, you'll sell it. Now that you've got your house in Panama, surely you're now dealing with how the weather, the high humidity and saltpeter affects your walls, your doors and outdoor fences. Well, that stops now with Intemperie, the fencing specialist. If you seek security, privacy and low-cost maintenance, you'll find all that in the various models offered and built in PVC and low-carbon steel. Intemperie has it all, from your typical picket fence, railings, semi-private and private fences. You can contact Intemperie, the fencing specialist, through WhatsApp at the number 62874042, or follow them on Instagram at Tiendas Intemperie.
Mi amor, qué bien que llegaste. ¿Lista para ver la serie?
Claro que sí. Déjame prender la computadora.
Oye, pero eso como que se ve mal.
Ay, sí, hace varios días, no sé qué le pasa.
Y se escucha bien raro.
Ah, eso lo tiene hace rato, tampoco sé por qué.
Si tu equipo está fallando pero no sabes qué le sucede, tráelo a DataServe y te damos un diagnóstico. Aprovecha el DataServe Black Week del 12 al 30 de septiembre y te brindamos un 25% de descuento en el costo del diagnóstico. Visita dspma.com o nuestro Instagram, @DataServePanamá, y descubre todas nuestras promociones. DataServe, líderes en soluciones tecnológicas desde 1989.
Have the best weekend plan for you. This and every Friday, visit Avantika Thai Kitchen and Lounge and enjoy their happy hour with 50% discount off cocktails and starters. Starting at 4 p.m, order everything from a pisco sour and a margarita to mussels and shrimp wontons at half the regular price. And on Saturdays and Sundays, bottomless mimosas for $15. Avantika at PH Towers, Calle 66 and Calle 50. We're waiting for you with free parking and our pet-friendly terrace.
Cuidemos juntos el Metro de Panamá manteniendo sus instalaciones limpias. Evitemos comer en ellas y botemos la basura en los recipientes marcados. La metrocultura la hacemos juntos. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
223-5162.
And that's it. That's the number to call. 223-5162. If you want to find out how you can advertise with us, just give a call on that number. 223-5162. Yasmin's here, and she'll be taking any calls. Right, time on The Breakfast Show. We are right now exactly, just coming up to exactly 14 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock.
I don't want to think about you with nobody else. Jump to these conclusions, but I feel. Maybe I'm paranoid. Got these thoughts, yeah, in my head, yeah, that I can't avoid. No. I was looking at you the other day. Yeah, you used to look in my eyes. Now you look away. Oh, I was looking at you the other day. Yeah, you used to look at me.
I do like that. That is Joy Crooks, of course, and 19th Floor is the name of that particular piece. And don't forget, coming in the last hour this morning, we're going to have a brand new artist. She's just released her first single. Cata Sanchez is going to be joining us a little bit later on. It's the debut single called Smile Without Me, and it's the first official single, and, well, we're going to find out more about that. And the producer, etc., etc. So that's all coming up in the last hour. Cata Sanchez will be joining us. And also, please let me remind you, if I may, our friends there at Encuentra 24. They have got something special if you like your music. Encuentra 24, they're coming with lots of flow. Indeed. Flow is a good thing. They are taking you to the Bad Bunny's VIP concert. Now, if you publish your car with the hashtag, hashtag Bad Bunny E24, and find out more in Encuentra 24. All right, so there's a chance there you get to see the Bad Bunny concert with our friends at Encuentra 24. And also, as you make your way into the office right now, De Gourmet store, yes, the De Gourmet delicatessen store, they got everything for you there, what you would need. Tell you what, because I say we're not that far away, are we, really, from lunchtime? Seriously, it's what, 3 hours and 37 minutes, I think it is. So there we are. The Gourmet Store, the Delicatessen Speciality Food Shop. They are in Pytea Mall. All right. That is here in Pytea, close to, the Pacific Center. Well, right next to the Pacific Center. That's where you'll find the, Pytea Mall. Now you can go in there. You can find delicious baked breads, the best cuts of meat, seafood, tapas, recognized wines. And don't forget, as we come up to lunchtime, they've got their heat and enjoy products as well. So you pop in, take it away, heat it up in the office or wherever it is you're going, and enjoy it. Why not take one of those bottles of recognised wines with you as well? What a good idea. Time on the breakfast show. I tell you what, I think it is about time we took a little, get onto a little bus, shall we, and take a trip out to El Valle.
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, yes, how you doing? Well, I'm back in El Valle. Oh, there's nothing better than sleeping in your own bed, crawling up into those covers and pillows. And besides the fact that it's a little cool here and you need a blanket because it's chilly. It's beautiful. Oh, it's so beautiful to be back home. I miss the green. I love the beach. I loved where we were, but there's nothing like home. It's just like Dorothy said, there's no place like home. Auntie Anne, there's no place like home. And we are back home indeed. And the grass has gotten deeper and everything's gotten greener. Today's a bit overcast already starting. And oh, those kitty cats. Oh, they're everywhere. I have a bunch of bananas that were picked while I was gone, so I'm waiting for those to ripen. We had the avocado for lunch yesterday that I had picked from the tree. It was so good. It's so fun to eat from your own yard. I ordered a greenhouse, and it should arrive in the next 2 weeks or so. And so I'll start seedlings of tomatoes, green beans, corn, you name it, I'm going to start it. I have 5,000 seeds that I'm going to, well, I won't plant them all at once, but I will start looking at what I can grow in seedlings, cucumbers, carrots, radishes, even little catnip for my friends. You know, they need to party too, you know, absolutely. I'm sitting here with a big old cup of coffee and a magazine that I need to read, a document for work. And then I'm going to go out to the old bunker and get some work done out there as well. The Aussies seem to do okay. We're doing pretty good. Enjoyed very much our little 3-day short holiday, but it's good to be home. It is so good to be home. And the cats were a little, I think they actually missed me. You know, when they line up at the door when you come in, then you know it's, yeah, the only thing missing is if they had little tuxedos on and they bowed. That would have been really cool. That would have been cool. Anyways, all right, here we go. It's off to another week. And then here we go, back to you in the studio.
What's worth nothing else but love? Take a walk down any street now. Every one of us in our own little world, looking for a heart with whom to beat now. What's worth nothing else but love? I'm prepared to take the heat now. What's worth more than you're firmly on your feet now. So fake cool and it should be over, 'cause I long for a feeling of home. Real life depicted in song, a loving memory. Smiling so sweetly now, I hope that she'll be here much longer than I will. My heart loves her with every beat now. So fake cool and it should be over, 'cause I long for a feeling of home. We like depicted in song.
Simply Red there, and that is just simply, it's called Home.
The best radio station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here.
Right now.
You know, there's so many ways that you can be listening to Cool FM. You can be doing it on your radio on 89.3, of course. Carabao Carbleonda on channel 866. Your Grada radio app on your smartphone. Or you could just be checking us out on your smart speaker. Doesn't matter how you do it. Just do it.
The coolest station online.
Yeah, that's us.
'Cause we play
this.
Way back when we started, there was a part of me that knew one day there'd be heartache. And I would lose myself to you. And I walked all night, lost in the silent city lights, thinking of you, wondering will I lose my mind. After all, I'm excited that you're in my life again. After all, I'm delighted to be back.
I can fall in love with you.
this empty night, dreaming of you, and those dreams are still mine.
Greatly missed. Yes, the amazing voice of Aretha Franklin. And Call Me. Before that was Michael Bublé featuring Bryan Adams, by the way. And that was After All. If you are keeping on the time, we're 25 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here on The Breakfast Show.
Yeah.
Yeah, really, we are. don't
see if you can relate to this one.
Okay. This is Blue.
Hope I'm not disturbing you, because you're looking for it right now. I don't mean to be rude, because there's just no one and not my style. Can I take you out? I feel if I don't ask, chance will pass, and I'll never see your face again. I'll never see your face again. Maybe thinking I am strange. Not every single day, no, beauty comes my way.
streets for money. You don't care if it's wrong or if it's right.
There's another artist that's gravely missed, George Michael and his cover of Roxanne. Beautiful. 17 minutes right now, that's before the hour of 9 o'clock, we're on 89.3 Cool FM. Louder Than Words. Well, here's the song, it's by Pink Floyd, written by David Gilmour and Polly Sampson. The song, featuring lyrics, was written by Sampson to accompany a composition by Gilmour, was recorded by the band as the closing track, and this was off of their 15th studio album, and that was The Endless River. Features a posthumous appearance, by the way, by former keyboardist and founder member of Pink Floyd, Richard Wright, as well, in there. Anyway, without further ado, this is it. Pink Floyd. Louder Than Words.
We bitch and we fight. Diss each other on sight. But the thing we
Pretty good, huh? Yep, that's it. Pink Floyd and Louder Than Words. Got a lot of acclaim. The music accompanying the song, composed by David Gilmour, has been described by various music critics and writers, including Exclaim writer Joshua Hughes, as a slow-burning, melodramatic track, complete with plenty of intense guitar and synth work, and by Clash writer Robin Murray, as a sparse, trippy track, one which is heavy on guitar, lead atmosphere, and ominous electronic production. The lyrics, written by Gilmour's wife, by the way, that's Polly Sampson, provide a stately depiction of undying love, a tribute to Richard Wright, and the importance of overcoming petty differences. Gilmour spoke about the song with The Guardian. Great song. Yeah, see, we made some good ones in those days, didn't we? Yes, of course we did. Keep an eye on the timer, 11 minutes. That's before the 9 o'clock on this morning's breakfast show.
Thoughts of you, my hand clenched wide. I write it down. Will these words catch light? I wish life was all starless sea with scripted eyes set perfectly. Wishing you well.
Wishing you well. Good morning to Christopher. Christopher Bowman, good morning. Chris, he drops to the line just now. Says, good morning, Jerry D, Yasmin, and listeners. You asked if we could play something for you this morning. It's called Still Raining by Johnny Lang. And here it is. 7 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock on this morning's breakfast show. News at the top of the hour. We'll be right back. gosh, I remember playing that when it first came out. Oh, the Wicked Picket. Yeah, Wilson Pickett there, and In the Midnight Hour. Time on The Breakfast Show. Time for us to, well, if you missed the news today, guess what? We got it for you in just a few seconds' time.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Invento 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Now that you've got your house in Panama, surely you're now dealing with how the weather, the high humidity and saltpeter affects your walls, your doors and outdoor fences. Well, that stops now with Intemp Perrier, the fencing specialist. If you seek security, privacy and low-cost maintenance, you'll find all that in the various models offered and built in PVC and low-carbon steel. Intemp Perrier has it all, from your typical picket fence, railings, semi-private and private fences. You can contact Intemp Perrier, the fencing specialist, through WhatsApp at the number 62874042, or follow them on Instagram at Tiendas Intemp Perrier.
Jaime, porfa, desconéctate de Wi-Fi para poder bajar este archivo.
Ángela, pero si estoy contestando correos.
Sorry, pero tú sabes que aquí si todos nos conectamos al mismo tiempo, bajar archivos pesados es un lío. Dame chance.
Ok, pues...
Parece que tu empresa necesita una mejora en su red Wi-Fi. Aprovecha el DataServe Blackweek para empresas del 12 al 30 de septiembre y agenda tu inspección completamente gratis. Te visitamos y asesoramos para llevar el funcionamiento de tus redes inalámbricas al siguiente nivel. Visita dspma.com o nuestro Instagram, @DataServePanamá, y descubre todas nuestras promociones. DataServe, líderes en soluciones tecnológicas desde 1989.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
All the world's a sunny day. Oh yeah.
Paul Simon there and Kodachrome. I remember it well. I suppose some they're still around, because I think some people are using, still using sort of some cameras with film rolls. Wonder where you get to develop it all though now. Anyway, that was going out to Renee and Rick this morning, so I hope you enjoyed that one and you're now up and about.
When I say goodbye, it is never for long, 'cause I know our love still lives on. It'll be again exactly like it was, 'cause I believe in the power of love.
greatest hits and more. It's The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Most beautiful songs ever written, I think, that one. That's Eric Clapton and Tears in Heaven. And before that, Luther Vandross and The Power of Love. If you are keeping an eye on the time, we're 28 minutes after the hour, 9 o'clock, we're on 89.3, of course, Cool FM. And, right, I'm just looking. Oh, thank you. Very nice. I was just taking a looking, as I do, to see any more stories here I can tell you. I mean, we know what it's like, isn't it, when we get toothache. It's terrible, isn't it? Really painful. Well, give a thought to Madhubla, a 16-year-old elephant in Pakistan, suffering for years from a dental infection and pain caused by a broken tusk, finally got relief after undergoing treatment while under a unique standing sedation. Madhubla is one of four African elephants being treated in Karachi by an eight-member team from Global Animal Welfare Group called Four Paws, which in 2020 relocated Carvan, this is an elephant dubbed the world's loneliest, to Cambodia from Islamabad. The visit follows an order by the Sindh High Court in Karachi last year to Four Paws to assess the health of the animals after local animal rights activists had raised concerns in court about their well-being. Named after legendary Indian actress Madhubla's eyes were taped shut, her legs tied to side grills to support her during sedation and the subsequent treatment at the Karachi Zoo. Now, the veterinarians had to use drills and other heavy surgical tools to extract the infected tusk, which came out in bits and pieces. Oh, poor thing. Due to long-term inflammation, the tissue is so fragile and thin that it's not possible to take it out at once. It's breakable, said Dr. Marina Ivanova, and this was showing Reuters reporters the extracted tusk. An endoscopy before the procedure showed the full tusk inside measured 31 centimetres, that's about 12.2 inches, she said. It's now important for us to focus on post-surgical treatment. The removal of the tusk would open a big wound, so this wound needs daily cleaning, she added. During the 5 to 6 hour procedure, Madhubla's did not put up much resistance as she was kept sedated. Today, quote, today we are happy to start the first unique procedure at the zoo in standing position, not in sleeping or complete anesthesia, as it could be risky for the elephant and could be fatal, which we don't want, team leader Dr. Amil Kail said. The other elephants were in a much better state and as their food foot treatment started 2 months ago. Kail said during that the group had more work to do to improve the welfare of the animals. Some toothache poor little thing had, hey? Good grief. Time on the Breakfast Show, we're 29 minutes and that's before the hour of 10 o'clock. We're on 89.3 Cool FM. This is Relax, the politics of dancing.
Politics of dancing. she's 10 feet tall. And if you go chasing rabbits and you know you're going to fall, tell them a hookah smoking caterpillar has given you the call. Call Alice when she was just small. One man on the chessboard, get up and tell you where to go, and you've just had some kind of mushroom, and your mind is moving raw. Go ask Alice, I think she'll know. When her logic and proportion have fallen coffee dead, and the white knight is tossing backwards, and the red queen's off to her head. Remember what the Dormouse said. Feed your head. Feed your head.
Okay, there we go. That last one, that was Jefferson Airplane and White Rabbit, and that was for Mary Lou this morning. Thanks for getting in touch, and hope you're going to have a great day, Mary Lou. And I've got my guest with me here in the studio this morning, and it is Katha Sanchez. And Katha, very good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you for having me here.
It's great to have you here. We always like to have. And I mean, what is that? Because you're an emerging artist. You're a brand new artist, aren't you, this year? And we got your single, and I've listened to it a few times. I'd like to sort of go through it. I love your voice.
Thank you.
I love your voice, and it's a song you wrote yourself, and I love the words, and I like the way it comes across. So what we're going to do, because we're going to listen to your single.
Okay.
And then we're going to talk about it and what's behind it and your thought train and everything like that. But I don't want anybody missing out. So let's get that in. It's called, I'll tell you what, you introduce it.
The song's called Smile Without Me, and I made it last.
Excellent.
I keep wondering and thinking about how a soulmate is a part of your soul and heart, and how much it hurts when you left. After you said you'd be next to my deathbed, we met one day on a summer morning. You were new and I was slightly boring. We became attached at the hip. So many promises.
We brought our own audience with us as well. So that's it. I love it. I mean, I do like the song. And you wrote it yourself.
Yes, I did.
Tell me your thought process when starting, you know, like this on a song. Is it from personal experience? Are you basing your songs on personal experiences?
So usually I would base my songs off either personal experience, personal thoughts, or emotions, and I create a story around it. Or I would write about things that have happened to my friends.
Right.
And I write it as if it's my own, but it's something about them.
Don't tell them you're doing that. They'll want copyright.
The other day I had a conversation like that, and I was like, no, we're not talking like this. We're not doing this.
So that's just all because, I mean, you're young, you're starting out, and I think this is a great start, really. I mean, I love the song, I love the words, I like that. And you've already got a few in the works already, haven't you, too?
I did.
Yeah.
I do.
You do, and do your friends know about those as well?
My best friend knows about one I'm writing right now, and she's totally on board with it. She's like, oh my God, so much fun. I want nobody else but you to write a song about that. And I'm like, great, keeping it that way.
Yeah, because, I mean, if you follow a lot of the artists now, in fact, Sam Smith and William, they're always writing. You know, Will brings out a new record. Sam Smith, rather. If he brings out a new record, he's got to have a bad relationship first, and then he writes an album about it. So
yes.
So yes, somebody. And what do you feel, Kata? What, now that you've started, you've got plenty of time. What are you hoping for now? How do you hope to progress? Because I always say this. I mentioned it when you came in. The problem is breaking out of Panama. That's the thing. And you've got an agent, so that's his job, so keep an eye on him. But it's not easy, because we've got some amazing musical talent here in Panama. That's one of the things. So, what are your sort of thoughts, your plans? What are you gonna?
Well, I am planning on, like, getting a lot of interviews. I also want to, get a lot of on, like, shows.
Sure. And because the big thing, isn't it, these days, is getting attention on social media.
Yeah.
Are you good at that?
I am good at that, especially with, for example, the biggest platform right now I can think of is TikTok. You just go there and you can just make yourself famous. Mm-hmm. And
in my day, that was a clock.
Well, I guess that's the fastest way. I already have, like, 1,000 followers on Instagram, so I am pretty good on that, but I want to keep growing, obviously.
Yeah, because, that's an advantage in these days, but it could also be a disadvantage, because there's a lot of people out there, and it's just sort of breaking through, isn't it? Doing that one thing that's different and building up your followers. Once you've got your followers built up, then you can look at going and sort of seeing how, you know, the next step with the, I don't know, record companies. I don't know what they do these days, record companies, but.
I don't really know especially how to get their attention, but I guess that shows and going on stage gets their attention a lot.
Well, you know, because one of the things I follow quite a lot, especially with new people, is the things like America's Got Talent.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that's a good thing for you. You know, get a little bit more. You've got your own songs. So, you know, that's a big plus, because so many people on these shows, they go and they're covering somebody else's music. And if you, even with this one, you know, get it tightened up a bit, and then go along and, you know, America's Got Talent. Hey, Mum. Yeah, there we go, see? because that really is good. And I think you are good. I think, you know, you could stand out a bit on that with your own songs. Mm. So bear that in mind. Yes. Or even go to, you know, on America's Got Talent, they have people coming from Japan and Indonesia and places like that.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, so Panama, you'd be good. You know,
it'd be good.
Yeah.
It'd be really good.
So now, tell me about the work that you've got in the pipeline, because you say you're looking perhaps for an EP next year.
Okay, so, well, I have already produced four songs.
Mm-hmm.
There will be one coming out this week. Mm-hmm. Its name is Anna.
Okay.
And I love that song. The music is actually inspired by the music of Hans Zimmer and Spirit.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Because that's one of my all-time favorite movies, all-time favorite soundtracks, mm-hmm. and I love it. Then we have another song next year, January, I think, mm-hmm. that's called Paradise.
Okay.
It's a bilingual song. Mm-hmm. It has Spanish and English, which Good. I'm really excited for. Mm-hmm. And it was so hard recording it because making the quick changes from Spanish to English, I would make things sound like I had a weird accent.
People say that about me all the time. You know?
I would say instead of saying like delito, I would say Dorito. And it would just go horribly wrong. And we just
have to, it gives it a different meaning, really.
It would just go horribly wrong.
You might get some advertising from the...
Yeah. After that, I'd be like, let's get some wings. I'm really hungry.
So, I mean, this is what I like. You're getting stuff working. You're not just relying, let's do this one and see what happens. It's, you know, you've already got the...
I already got everything.
Okay. Oh, great.
And I started playing guitar, I think, last year.
Mm-hmm.
My producer taught me how to play it. He has, like, a room full of guitars, and they're amazing. And I actually started learning guitar when I was in fifth grade, mm-hmm. so in 2015. And I left it there because I thought it was just, like, a summer hobby. Oh. And right now I just got my brand new guitar. Oh my god. I just got my brand new guitar because I was using one, the same one, mm-hmm. like beginner guitar that I used in 2015. And now I made my own song on guitar, but I realized that I like to make ballads on guitar because I don't really like to make like strong,
mm-hmm.
bold things on guitar. So I know I'll use my guitar for ballads, and then for everything else, I like to call Abraham and say, like, hey, I have this idea for a song. You know this song? And I send him the song that I'm inspired
mm-hmm,
by.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, I want a little bit of this. I want a little bit of that. Right. Let's just get it all together. Show me something, and we'll see if it works for me.
Yeah. No, I mean, we were talking about this, you know, just before, as we were coming on. Oh, well, we were listening to your song.
Mm-hmm.
But the production is, in my opinion, is so important. And, you know, I remember my friend Shorty and Slim, and they've been bringing, you know, their music out so long, and it's sort of about power. But then they brought out this new album with a new producer, and it was completely different.
Mm-hmm.
It makes the big difference between, if you like, professionalism and okay. And I think that's the thing. As I was saying, you know, I don't play anything. I can't, you know, criticize of being a player and I can't sing either. So you've got plenty of advantages over me. But what I do is listen to a lot of music. And, I go on the internet once a week or perhaps once every other week to a site I go to look for new music or look for music that I haven't heard before or whatever. And the way I do it is that, you know, they bring out the album. I listen to the first track. And it has to catch my attention. And if I listen to the second and the third. And then also what I want to see as well, when people bring out an album, is I don't want to hear the same thing all the way through the album. You know, like you mentioned, you do that, you do ballads, you do, you know, diversity. And I think that's important. And that's it. If it catches my attention, I'm talking about, you know, music which has been brought out, released by artists that I know from my time. So I'm on this, mm-hmm. oh yeah, you know, I want to see that. And you hear somebody say, no, you really should have retired a while ago. But no, these are the things. And of course, you're young, you've got plenty in front of you. And I think that's absolutely brilliant. And as you're bringing out this music, make sure I get a copy. You know, yeah, make sure I get a copy.
Of course.
And we'll give them airtime. I'm just looking at time. How quickly can you get your guitar up? Da-dan.
I... Right now.
Oh, that's nice.
It's a gorgeous guitar.
Yeah.
I think it's Japanese.
What, the song?
Oh, I wish. No, I wish. It's in Spanish, the song. Though.
Okay, perfect.
I'll sing the first part, because mm-hmm. I am not... because if I want to get it out, I kind of want to get it out next year like the single mm-hmm. before the album.
Okay.
So this song is called Distinto.
Okay.
And I think it's, in my opinion, it's one of the I've written.
Good.
Because I think that because me being able to play it in my guitar makes it so much better.
Are you comfortable there? You're right. Because I know that chair's not easy. It's got
arms. I'm trying to scooch over. Okay.
Would you rather stand up?
I don't know if I can play it standing up.
I will go off my own heart. Because no, I think I'll run sit down.
I think I'm all
right. Okay, let's give it a go. Very nice. Yeah, and lovely. Yeah, you've got a lot in front of you, I tell you. And I don't, because it's time that I've got to go. So, you know, you can stay here and play on your own. I don't mind. But look, Catherine, I'm really pleased to have met you. And, you know, you're starting off great. I think you can do well. So it's the same for everybody here in Panama. It's breaking out of the mold, getting out into the international scene. But seriously, I mean, as you bring music out, make sure I have it and we can listen to it. And I can even give you an opinion before you actually finish it, but you might not want that. But no, I can, you know, just say I've got, this is our friends up in the States, Renee and Rick, beautiful voice. See?
Yeah.
And we've got fans Thank already. You. Go to your fan club. Look, Kata, thanks so very much for being with us. And, you know, we will be seeing you, I'm sure, in the future. So thanks for that. I'm just going to wrap up and then we'll chat amongst us. And, yes, that is it. It's time for me to disappear off and do something else for the rest of the day. Not sure what yet. Feed the parrot, I guess, will be one of the first things to do. Well, thanks to my guest, Kata Sanchez. And we're going to keep... her new song there on our playlist. We'll give that some airtime. And also a big thanks this morning to Ingrid, our intrepid outdoor reporter there in El Valle, to Yasmin, my producer here in the Breakfast Show studio, my co-producer, Neil Danby, over in the United Kingdom. He's still there over in Windsor. And, of course, to the boys and girls, the group of Guardra, keep us up and running, and to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us. If you want to join us, it's simple. You can WhatsApp us on 677-18822, 677-18822. Give Yasmin a call on 223-5162. Tomorrow already, it's the middle of the week tomorrow. WTW is what we'll be saying at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. Whatever it is you're doing between now and then, of course, please do it safely. What do I always say? I want to be talking about you, talking to you, not talking about you, tomorrow morning. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Call FM production. Presented by Jerry D. Produced by Yasmin Kiros. Co-producer, Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show was brought to you thanks to Imprenta 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.